We can all agree that not everything important has been written, shared, or been created as of yet. Surely not everything that has been written is important or even true. As people, we're designed to operate with fairly little information, so we fill in the blanks on stuff we don't know or extrapolate wildly. It's a way for our brains to simplify. Maybe simplicity is the way to go. Using what we know allows us to live fully, make assertions, run little experiments, draw conclusions, create strategies, rinse, repeat. Isn't this what everyone does all the time? The scientific method formalizes, creates rigor, aims to eliminate bias, keeps things organized, allows for replication and verification. That's really all it does. What if we took that rigor, those tools, and applied them to our everyday life experiments? How much more powerful and effective could we be? What if we democratized this fancy scientific method? What if we defensified innovation, science, and technology? What if we took it back from the elite and brought it to the dreamers, the creators, the naturally curious individuals that are peppered throughout our societies? To all the kids who ask the unusual questions, who won't stop until they have seen something for themselves. To all of us who have collected so much information over the years via the experiences we've had. What if we took pride in that data, but rather than jump to the easiest to pick assumption that blames someone else calls it a day, what if we made an assertion, then proceeded to collect the data to prove ourselves right or wrong? My assertion is we'd be more open, more accepting, more effective human beings with the potential to make a real impact in the world. What do you think? That's all for today. If you have questions, thoughts or comments, head to iraba.ca/podcast and say hello. And as always, our parting words are the same. Remember, you are incomparable.